think Christ was the seed of Abraham, and we being dead in Christ and baptized into his body, we are Abraham's seed and are heirs of the promise.
Amen.
Then how are you ever going to fall away if God made the promise to you? How are you going to ever backslide and go away and have to go to hell for it? Now you say, well, can't we backslide? Absolutely. And when you backslide, you're going to get it. Don't you worry. Amen. Abraham got it, and the rest of them got it, and you'll get it. Amen. You think it gives you a right to sin? It doesn't. You'll pay for everything that you do. Amen. You'll reap what you sow. You do one little sin, and you'll reap a whole washtub full. Yeah. That's right. But brother, that don't mean to say that you're lost. It's exactly right. Abraham reaped exactly what he sowed. That's right. But he was still saved. The covenant that God made with Israel, they lost their inheritance. They lost the promised land and went down into Egypt, but they hadn't lost their covenant. God said, I remember my promise to Abraham. I remember. And I've come down to deliver my people. Go down there, Moses, and tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go. I remember I made a promise to Abraham and to his seed. That's the same thing it is with us. So if you are dead and your life is hid in God through Christ, there's not nothing in the world can touch you. Now, you might go and do wrong. But if you're really, truly a child of God and you see you made a mistake, you'll rise and try again. Right. And you'll not lay there. But if you're cowardly, if you're a cucklebird, if there's no get up to you, you say, oh, well, there wasn't nothing to it anyhow. The kingdom of God is like unto a man took a net and went to the sea, cast it in. When he come, he had turtles, frogs, snakes, lizards, spiders, and fish. That's the gospel when it's preached.